Sagt Eilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Aholois, Periches Mishnah Dalet. So we've already seen two categories. Those that act as an oil both to spread the tumah and to block the tumah. In the previous Mishnah, we saw the oil that works to be metame things underneath it, but it won't block the tumah. And now we're going to learn B'ezah Hashem Yisbarach in Mishnah Dalet, Eilu Choytzitzin V'loyimavi. Here are the things that block the tumah. They act as a chatzitza for the tumah, but they won't bring the tumah. They are as follows: Maseches Prusa, Chavilei Hamita, V'Mishpalos, V'Asriga Shebachalonis. Four things. Let's see what they are. First, Maseches Prusa. So you know when you weave, you have two kinds of threads. You have the Shasi threads and the Erev threads. Erev threads go from side to side, Shasi up and down. So this is an interesting case. There's a machine that does the weaving. Right? Weaving is a little complicated. You have threads going in different directions. It has to go in and out, in and out, in and out. Take a close look at your shirt or your sweater, you'll see them. So first of all, like we had in previous Mishnayos, we have here a house, and there's an opening, which is a tefach by a tefach, in the ceiling of the downstairs. And there's a mace downstairs. What's covering the opening? The chassis threads that are prepared to be fed into the loom. Why dafka the chassis threads? And the answer is, because the way the loom works, these threads are very, very close to each other. You don't have a space in between them, which is why the tefach. So therefore, it could stop the tumah from coming through. Tumah doesn't come through a hole that's less than the tefach. Aha. Now let me ask you, what are these chassis threads that are set to go into the loom, or they're actually in the loom, but it's right before the weaving starts to work, one up, one down, what if they're over a mess and kalim? The answer is, it won't act as an oil to be metame the kalim. The tumah won't come from the mess and then spread underneath it and be metame the kalim, because they're not called an oil until you weave them. And they're set to start the weaving process. We put them into the machine ready to go, but nothing was woven yet. It's only threads going in one direction. Tosfos Yom Tov points out, the Torah calls the yiriyos an oil. But those yiriyos are woven. You have threads going in both directions, not threads only going in one direction. So if you have a window and a mess downstairs, and you have these chassis threads that are set up to be used in the loom, covering the window, you have the best of both worlds in the sense that it acts as a chatzitza. It won't let the upstairs become tummy, or things that are in the upstairs to become tummy. But by the same token, it won't be metam the kalim that are downstairs. Vaiter is Zaktamisha, the second item. You have again the best of both worlds. It's not metam, and it's also a chatzitza. It's vechavile amita. So we've discussed this earlier. Take a look at your bunk bed without the mattress. Don't take it off without permission. You'll see there's like metal pieces that are woven up, down, up, down. In the times of the Mishnah, they did it with ropes. Ropes going in different directions. On top of that, you put the mattress. Between these ropes, you have small spaces that do not have a shear of a tefach by a tefach, and therefore they act as a chatzitza for the tumah. But if there's tumah and kalim underneath, it won't spread the tumah to the kalim, because l'maisa there is airspace between them, so it doesn't serve as an oil. Vaiter zakta mishnah v'hamishpalois. These are baskets that are made of woven rope, like a netting. They were generally used to take out the zevel. And the last item that doesn't spread tumah but is a chatzisa for tumah is vasariga shebechaloinais. These again are like nets. They're made for mechitzas for windows. They're made out of little pieces of wood or tiny, tiny pieces of iron. It's like a gate to prevent people from coming in. Try to imagine like a spiral fence. It won't bring the tumah on the kalim, if, let's say, there were an oil over a mess and the keli, because of the space in between them. However, they will act as a chatzitza, that the tumah shouldn't pass through, because there's no pesach tefach, and for tumah to pass through, it needs a tefach. So if you have space, but it's not a tefach, by a tefach, the mile of the space is, it won't be an oil to spread the tumah. The mile of it not being a tefach by a tefach is, it will still act as a chatzitza to block the tumah. A little bit of a problem that some of the mefarshim have over here. If we go back to Masechtas Kalim, there the Mishnah told us that these chassis threads are mekabel tumah. If it's mekabel tumah, it can't block tumah. So the Tiferes Yisrael suggests that these chassis threads are placed like on the part where it goes into the loom, but it didn't mamish go into the loom yet. It's like a step before. That's why it's not Mekabel Tumah. Some say that it's connected to the ground. It's like a machine. That's why it's not Mekabel Tumah. We have the same problem with the ropes of the bed. The Mishnah Masechtas Kelim told us that they're Mekabel Tumah. And again, if it's Mekabel Tumah, it shouldn't be a chatzitza for Tumah. How come our Mishnah says it is a chatzitza? Take a look here in the Torah. Yisrael Mishnah Reina. They say it must be that it's not actually attached to the frame of the bed. It's just covering this hole in between the floors. With the Mishpalai, so we're going back to that Perik in Masechtas Kelim again. Remember that Perik Chav Dalet where we had a whole series of things? There are three types. That's Mekabel Tumas Midras. Each type, we said, sometimes it's Mekabel Tumas Midras, which is Avatuma, it's made to sit or lay on. Sometimes just Tumas Meis. Tumas Meis isn't always an Avatuma, depends on the circumstances. And sometimes it's Tar Mikulam. Now, one of the Mishnayos that we had over there in the Masechtas Kelim was about these Mashpalais, these baskets, these woven baskets used to carry out the Zevel. So depending on what kind of basket it is, sometimes it's Mekabel Tumas Midras because they would sit in it or sleep in it. Sometimes just Tumas Meis, and sometimes it was Tar Mikula. So obviously we're talking about the type that's not Mekabel Tumah at all. If not, it couldn't be a Chatzitza. Except that it's a shtickl mashma from the Mishnah there that the baskets used for Zevel were always Mekabel Tumah. Just different kinds of baskets weren't. So Mefreshim try to figure out how the ones in our Mishnah are not Mekabel Tumah. Some say it's missing part of it. Some say that it was set into the house, so it's mamish like part of the wall.